Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:10. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy and special guest in the studio. Our state representative Chuck Clemons is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob and Greg. It's good to be with both of you today.
And it was nice to see you last night representing both Santa Fe College and your position in Tallahassee and supporting what we do with Valor. Thank you.
Well, thanks to the Sky for supporting such a great event and to recognize the men and women, the first responders that have gone above and beyond what the call of duty is and are truly the heroes that live among us.
Let's jump right into it. One of the reasons you're coming on today is because we spoke about some of the issues that we deal with here in Florida. I mean, it's an ongoing issue and has been for years, and that has to do with water. And in this area in particular, we want to protect our springs. So we've got problems there. I guess my position has been not that septic tanks are perfect, but if they are working properly, they impact the environment around them very, very little. In my opinion, and in some experts' opinions. But there are many other factors, and you've been doing your homework. And at the end of the day, we both want the same thing. We want to make sure that our water is good and clean, and we're protecting our springs.
Bob, you're exactly correct. Clean water is the really the essence of survival. It's the essence of everything that is involved in our world. And I'm here to share with you that the stem of our problem comes from two things, and that's poop, human poop, and fertilizer. And because of the 1,000 people a day that's moving to paradise, what we call Florida, it's exacerbating this problem. With 21 million people, and if you think if you flush the toilet 2, 3, 4 times a day, now you're talking about 100 million flushes a day. That stuff has to go somewhere.
What? It's not magic?
Out of sight, out of mind, Bob. And you're also correct that a perfectly good operating septic system, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, and it does exactly what is intended to do, and that's basically clean the waste and make sure that nothing leaches out that could be detrimental to us.
But I imagine we've got aging tanks and fields and different things that are not operating properly in the septic system, so that's part of it. But tell me about the fertilizer, because agriculture, obviously, we joked with each other earlier. I said, let's go after big ag, and you said, just don't do it with your mouth full.
Well, sometimes everybody has to have a boogeyman. And many times in the press in the state of Florida, agriculture, because it makes up about 1.5% of the population. So for every, 1.5 farmer, they feed 98.5 other people. So it's very easy to pick on a minority.
The little guy.
Right, absolutely. But let me just tell you, the agriculture and agriculturalists, the farmer, are the best stewards, some of the best stewards. Education is the key. They've done some great things with science, with apps that are on your smartphone, with sensors in the field to make sure. Farmers don't want to put 1 ounce of fertilizer more on the field than it is to make sure to grow and make his crop or her crop mature and get the highest yield possible. So anything above that is a waste, and it goes into their profit.
Well, and that's where you get into it. You get into productivity, the highest yield possible. These aren't all mom-and-pop farms. A lot of them are corporately run farms. I work for a corporation. I know the degree of greed that goes into a corporation. And when I say greed, I don't mean it to all be negative. But, when Wall Street gets involved, great decisions aren't always made because you're leveraged so heavily. So you've got corporate farms, and they aren't always going to be the best stewards per se because, again, they care about the bottom line. So along with policing septic tanks and systems like that, and especially in recharge areas, what are you doing specifically When it comes to agriculture, in terms of trying to get them to either cut back or use different types of fertilizer, what do we have in the pipeline?
Well, let me just first say thanks to newly minted Governor Ron DeSantis and the leadership in the House and the Senate in the state of Florida. We had record investment in environmental movement, environmental protection, and a lot of that came in the area of water, wastewater, biosolids, and things like that. As currently, I'm the chair of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. We heard 17 bills in my subcommittee, and 14 of those, Bob, had to do with water and wastewater and doing some things to clean up the environment, specifically attacking red tide and the blue-green algae.
Before we get to that, I had a caller last week who, or a couple of weeks ago, that spent a lot of time in the wastewater industry basically his whole life. He seemed to know a lot about it. We don't hear about it that often, but you did some homework, and there have been thousands of wastewater treatment plants that have overflowed, for lack of a better term, and that untreated water has been released. And we're talking about, you want to talk about flush the toilet every time somebody moves to Florida? We're talking about a lot of bad stuff getting into our environment.
Bob, it's not just untreated water, it's raw sewage.
Right.
I remember, you know, being named the chair of the Ag and Natural Resources Committee, and one of the timely editorials and news stories that came out was the city of Valdosta, Georgia, which is just north of Madison, Florida. And the Withlacoochee River flows there, and during times of heavy rain, the sewers get backed up and the wastewater treatment plants get backed up. They did a 750,000-gallon raw sewage dump into the Withlacoochee River, which flows into the Suwannee River, which flows into the Gulf of Mexico, and it meanders through 8 or 9 North Florida counties. The city and county commissioners were appalled, and they were out for blood. And so I get into that, and I'm all juiced up about it. And then I find out from the committee staff that there were 20 times more affluent dumped, raw sewage dumped into the Florida waterways by Florida cities or counties. And it just infuriated me.
So what are we doing about it?
Well, first of all, there was a bill that was proffered by Representative Randy Fine from Melbourne. It was heard in my committee. It was heard in two committees, passed unanimously in both committees, that did several things. One is that it said that if a city or county dumps raw sewage in, they must notify all of their users within 24 hours, that there would be accountability from the city commissioner or county commissioners, and they would be held accountable for that, and there would be fines attributed to that of $2 for every 1 gallon of sewage that's dumped into the waterways. It's a start. It did not pass the House.
What?
We'll bring it up again next year.
Why wouldn't it pass?
I have no idea, Bob, why it wouldn't pass.
Who would be the special interest who doesn't want our water to be cleaner and for these municipalities to be held accountable?
Well, the Association of Counties came out against it originally. The Florida League of Cities came out against it.
The ones that are always looking for a tax revenue, tax stream, that's what they teach you, how to apply new terms to basically taxing people, right?
Well,
the Florida League of Cities?
Well, because of the punitive nature, because there was a fines attributed to that. But, you know, if people knew in your community that your local utility was dumping raw sewage, there would be an outcry and people would bring the pitchforks out.
Well, that's why I don't understand why you let these special interest groups to control what's a common sense, logical thing. We have to protect our waterways. That's what we have in Florida.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. And you know what? I'm steadfastly supportive of this bill, and we'll try it again next year. And why I've come on your show is to tell the story.
Right on.
We have to look in the mirror first.
All right. Let's continue next. It's 8:18 on the Bob Rose Show, and we're having a very important conversation with State Representative Chuck Clemens. We will continue that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. 8:24 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelry, where the answer is always yes. We've got State Representative Chuck Clemens with us in the house. We're trying to get specific about water in the state of Florida and what we're doing to try to keep it clean. And Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature has decided they're going to put a lot of money into restoring springs and alternative water supplies, water projects, things like that. But, you know, we've identified some of this stuff is infrastructure that's used to clean wastewater. And Chuck, let me ask you this. Out of all these dollars, and I see $686 million for Everglades restoration, other water projects, $220 million for Panhandle affected by the hurricane, et cetera, et cetera. Municipalities should be taking care of their own water waste systems, but apparently in many cases they're not. And so they're letting them overflow, and it's affecting the waterways and everything else. Could the state come up with a program that helps them to fund these things? To help them to fund the infrastructure like rebuilding, repair, or expanding water treatment plants?
That's a $6 million question that you got there, Bob. You're exactly right. Aging infrastructure is part of the challenges that our municipalities in Florida face every year. The equipment in the wastewater treatment plants are getting old. Sometimes they're 20, 30, 40 years of age, and they've outlived their life expectancy. And that exacerbates the problem. Another problem is the heavy deluge of summertime rain or tropical storms, hurricanes adds to that. When you have an extra 8, 10, 12 inches of rain over and above the normal, the watersheds leach the nitrates and the phosphorus, and it goes into our septic sewer systems, and therefore green algae can grow at a much more alarming rate. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's just cut to the chase. Here's what I see happening. You've identified the source of a lot of these problems, and a lot of it is agriculture and runoff, and a lot of it could be, some of it could be septic tanks. A lot of it is overflow from water treatment plants and all that. Here's what I see happening, and you tell me if I'm wrong. There's lobbyists. They're going to look out for, say, municipalities and cities because they don't want the cost of fixing their water system. So they're looking out for them. So they're going to vote no. Then you've got lobbyists that are going to be representing at the agriculture. And it's a very important part of our economy. I get it. But you've got powerful lobbyists that go to Tallahassee and have influence. So it'll break down to the little guy making a little bit of money, living in a rural area, is going to be told, hey, you need a new septic system, and these newfangled ones are $15,000. That's what's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, I hope not. And if there's anything I can do about it, that won't happen, to pick on the little guy. As I said when we first started, everybody that flushes or turns the spigot on or fertilizes their lawn eats
food.
But
when you use the toilet, you're not profiting from it. But the agriculture sector profits from it. That's where they make their money. So the price paid for the for what they're using the land is it's much more than some human waste. Ag, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of acres all over the state, which, again, very important. But, you know, apples to apples, we can't help what humans do, and we're not profiting from it.
Well, let me walk you back just for a moment. We teased when I first came in, and you made reference to big ag and them contributing to the pollution. And you're right. The agriculture production does contribute to that. And I think I mentioned to you, don't talk with your mouth full. You have to remember why your premise seems to be wrong, and that's that if profit and greed are driving this and it costs money to put nitrates and phosphates in fertilizer on the crops, wouldn't it most likely be, Bob, then that they would want to put less fertilizer on the crops if they can make the crops perform and have the production capacity there?
Well, I'm sure there are bean counters on corporate farms that can tell you exactly what the percentage is. I know that they pay actually for weather forecasts that will tell them precise rainfalls and stuff like information that we're not even privy to that comes from government entities. So they find the exact ratio to get the greatest yield using as little fertilizer as they can, but make no mistake about it, they want to make a profit.
Sure, absolutely.
And by your own numbers that you've given me, in one area, farm fertilizer accounts for 64%. Of the problems with the nitrates, 64%.
Absolutely, and that particular region of Florida is mostly farm area. So the challenge is when those calculations are done and the new nitrates and the phosphorus is put on in form of fertilizer, and you have 6 inches of rain that comes the next day, most of that doesn't stay on the farm. It is leached into the waterways and goes into it turns into green algae on the St. Lucie River.
You already had a bill that you supported that would penalize municipalities for not running their water treatment plants properly, and you couldn't even, once it got through the committees, you couldn't get it to pass. Already, lobbyists, big interest involved. I'm telling you, mark my words, this will come down to the average Joe Schmo, and probably on the lower economic ladder, living in a rural area, will have to replace their septic systems, get them constantly tested and checked at their own expense. And this will be hard on those people, and the big agriculture will, you know, barely get scuffed in this, and the municipalities won't get touched in this. And once again, the little guy will pay. And the biggest problem with that is it's going to have the least amount of effectiveness to deal with this issue.
Well, Bob, gosh, it is a huge problem, and you've identified the sources, and you've seen agriculture, you've seen golf courses, you've seen septic tanks, all of those things coming from not only livestock waste, and we haven't even gotten into livestock or heavily dairy farms that are in a small particular area with a lot of head of cows on there, produces probably one of the largest amounts of phosphate. Nitrates. So in any event, yes, it's a big problem. I'm very proud of the progress that we've made this year. It's a complex problem. And yes, lobbyists are involved at every level, from the cities to the counties to the individual producers.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I have a level of passion about this, and I'm not picking on you. You're one of the good guys, Chuck Clemmons. Seriously, I just am trying to peel back the layers on what goes on in Tallahassee and who's accountable to who. And we find it irritating because a lot of us that, yes, you know, support Republicans, especially, we want you to get the job done up there. And we know it's tough, but the special interest, it's absolutely, it's going to be the demise of our state. And the little guy is going to pay again and again and again. So we appreciate you fighting the good fight. And I know you're looking out for the environment of this area. You know how critical it is and how important it is.
Well, I don't take it as an offensive thing, Bob, because that's on the minds of most Floridians today. When you open the newspaper, when you listen to the news, and especially last year when the red tide came and the blue-green algae. And I remember really my wife was saying back during the campaign that I was a very powerful person. And I said, "What do you mean, honey?" She said, "Well, we just got a new flyer today, and you are singularly responsible for red tide." And I laughed, and I said, "Honey, I just wish that that were true, but then I would stop the red tide."
Going all the way back to the 1600s, huh?
Well, you know,
your family has been here a long time.
Red tide has the earliest known was about 500 years ago, and it's a naturally occurring phenomenon. It's exacerbated by wind and tide and waves and the temperature of the water.
We got to get you back, but I've got to take a break right now. State Representative Chuck Clemmons, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
8:32 on the Bob Rose Show. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.